Damsel. Written by Winbat. Read by Rena Jenkins. Fandom, DCU. Bruce Wayne was like a lucky penny, Kate Kent had always thought. In the 2 years that Superman had been active in Metropolis, the handsome philanthropist never once needed to be saved. He'd always either been able to circumvent a kidnapping and was quickly whisked away by his butler, or helped out by Batman within the hour. It was obscene how quickly Batman always arrived to save him. Kate was pretty sure they had a secret arrangement going on, but she'd only met Batman on a couple occasions, and the man rarely talked anything but business. As she tied up three kidnappers in a dank, dirty cave on the outskirts of the city, Kate glanced over at the man whose luck had finally run out. Bruce Wayne rested slumped against the stone wall, his usually well-coiffed hair and elegant suit in total disarray. The kidnappers were also slumped, bearing far more bruises than their captive, though Kate couldn't say Wayne was definitely better off. Even if he was physically fine in a week, being suddenly taken off the street could do horrible things to one's mind. She knew little about Wayne, but he'd never been rumored to be particularly brave. Before she left the kidnappers to be eventually found by the police, she smacked each with an amnesia dart. It was unkind, but they did see her face. She would bet that Batman, who'd been a superhero forever by now, never had issues with his superhero outfit tearing. Sadly, crime didn't stop to let her take a breather. That task done, Kate made her way over to Wayne. She pressed her fingers under the ropes that tied his hands and pulled. They snapped easily, and so did the ropes around his ankles. Kate lifted him up onto her back, pinning his hands down with her chin and lifting his legs with her hands. It was at this point that Bruce Wayne deigned to wake up. He made a few incoherent noises. Kate took pity on him. "Please don't panic. I'm rescuing you from your kidnappers." "Who are you?" Wayne's tone was much different from the airheaded way he spoke at events, but kidnapping did do strange things to people. "Kate Kent from the Daily Planet. I saw you get kidnapped. My friend and I raced over after you, but thankfully Superman got here first. He left the rest to us." "Terribly unreliable of him," Wayne replied. Kate bit her tongue. "Fine. See if she was going to worry about him ever again. Next time, Wayne could just save himself. She'd like to see him get out of knots." By now, she's not offended by the moniker of Superman. 2 years ago, when she was just starting out, she'd been mistaken for a man, and hadn't quite found a way to amend the error. She was tall for a girl, and her costume had quite a bit of padding, but that didn't excuse her own newspaper from getting it wrong. Wayne added, "I can walk. Please don't strain yourself." Suddenly remembering herself, Kate made sure to breathe a heavy sigh. She was mostly sure that was what regular people did when they felt tired. Even if Wayne felt like a very soft, warm feather on her back. "It's all right. I think it's an adrenaline thing. You know, when moms lift cars to get their babies unstuck or something." "I promise you, I'm quite fine." "You're breathing weirdly and slurring your words a bit. I'll carry you all the way to the hospital myself if I need to. It's only a little bit until we're out of the caves. My friend Lewis is in the car just outside. He doesn't like caves, thinks I'm going to get rabies in here, so he didn't come inside." Wayne only coughed in response. Kate surreptitiously quickened her pace. They really did need to get to a hospital. Apparently, he wasn't as undamaged as she thought. Outside, she wrested the backseat door open and pushed Wayne inside. Drive! She called to Lewis, who'd been reading a magazine in the front seat. All right, her friend said, rolling his eyes. You really do owe me one. Wayne didn't pass out on the way to the hospital. Thank God. Kate was half sure that his BFF Batman might kill her if he went and died on her watch. He got out of the car once they'd pulled up at the entrance, but looked back at her before leaving. Thank you, Wayne said, and Kate's heart gave a little flutter. It was terrible. She told herself she wasn't like the man's collection of fans, but honestly, he had such nice, broad shoulders. And his face wasn't bad either. All in a day's work, she told him. Would you like to provide a quote, or... Bruce smiled. Kate's mind went straight south, and he softly shut the car door. Lewis, the terrible person that he was, laughed at her. The end.